The federal government has unveiled its East Coast gas reservation policy, which will require gas companies, exporters, to set aside 20% of their exports for domestic market. That's from July next year. The government says the policy will, quote, drive down prices and ensure Australia is no longer hostage to international markets following soaring global gas prices in the wake of the war in Iran.
It's going to put downward pressure on prices. And what it will also do is, to a certain degree, disconnect Australian gas from spikes in the international prices.
That's the Minister for Energy and Climate Change, Chris Bowen. So what will the policy mean for energy consumers? Andrew Richards is the Chief Executive of the Energy Users Association. That's the peak body representing the nation's energy consumers, and joins me now. G'day, Andrew. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally.
What do you make of this reservation announcement? It's been a long time coming. Does it hit the mark?
Well, there's a lot of detail to come yet, Sally, and the devil's always in the detail on these things, as we know. But look, our organisation, amongst others, have been advocating for some form of domestic gas reservation for almost a decade now. Quite frankly, we should have put something like this in place when we first started exporting LNG out of Queensland. But better late than never. We're here now. We're very encouraged by, let's say, the trajectory of this policy. We need to sort of dig into the details a bit more to make sure that it does hit the mark. But listening to Minister Bowen, we absolutely agree that we need to ensure the domestic gas market is sufficiently supplied. We need to separate it from the international volatility. And most importantly, and our sort of benchmark here, is that it does put downward pressure on gas prices, not only for our members, which are large commercial and industrial customers, but for households as well.
What likely impact do you think it's going to have for consumers, particularly with the price of gas? We're trying to tie down what kind of number there might be sitting there.
Yeah, look, we still need to make sure that this allows the domestic gas market to function as a gas market. So I don't think you'd be looking at some kind of arbitrary price setting. That would be contradictory to that market setting. But certainly separating the domestic market from that volatility we've seen in international gas markets over the last decade is a really important thing. We'd like to see gas below $10 a gigajoule. At times it has been at $30 or $40 a gigajoule. So, you know, where the price settles will be something that the market determines, but the market settings, as being set up through this, should ensure that we get the cheapest possible gas from the domestic market.
What's it been like for the consumer sector to watch on as we've been exporting gas to Japan? They've then been on selling it very handsomely.
Look, those sorts of things are certainly frustrating. I mean, a lot of the people that we represent at the EUAA are our large manufacturers, and they have not been able to get access to the cheapest possible gas, but they're competing against those who do get access to our cheapest possible gas, which are, you know, other countries who receive these exports. So I think they feel as though, well, we're giving away a competitive advantage here. Why are we doing that? We should be using our energy resources to allow us to make the products that Australians need, but also to compete against those imports.
Is there a risk that this announcement could set a precedent for government intervention in the market?
We hope that this reduces the amount of overall intervention that government need to have in the market. There have been various interventions over the last 10 years, and so I guess our message to the gas industry is, let's make this the last time we have to do this. Let's get the market settings right. We should have had this in place 10 years ago when we first started exporting gas from Queensland. So let's get the market settings right, and then we can get on with business. Because if we don't get the market settings right, then we'll be back here in 2 years' time arguing about the same things, because if we're not seeing downward pressure on prices and a sufficiently supplied market, all the sorts of things that Minister Bowen was talking about, then government, whoever is in power, will come back and do this again. So let's make this the last time we have to do this.
Andrew, just briefly, the government declined to endorse a new gas tax which was contained in a Senate inquiry report tabled just hours after the gas reservation policy was announced. Where does your group stand on an export tax on gas?
Well, we're energy experts, we're not tax experts, Sally, so we've sort of stayed away from that. But I would say that, you know, if the gas industry think that domestic reservation is the last thing that governments could do, then quite clearly think again there are other things that they could possibly do, including gas taxes and other things. So again, if we get this policy setting right and get the market settings right, and quite frankly, a gas tax doesn't fix a broken market, we need to fix the broken market, and that's what hopefully reservation will do, then some of the pressure will come off.
Andrew, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks very much, Sam.